This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. I am Zach Feldman, and you're listening to the Zach Feldman Show. And joining me over the phone is Beachfront Vinny. He has a brand new album out, and it's coming out very soon. Oh, actually, it is streaming now on all platforms, but we're going to hear more about it from the man himself. It's Beachfront Vinny. How you doing, man? Thanks for joining me here on my show.
Yo, Zach. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you been? How's everything going?
Oh, man, it's so nice to talk to you.
I love it. I love the gruesome, like, you know, the voice you got going on. You know, you're ready to pounce, I feel like.
Right. You're right. You're running for cover already. Everyone's scared now.
Exactly. But, you know, you're a cool guy. You're Beachfront Vinny. You know, you just live on a beach, I assume. But it's okay.
I'm living the dream, man, just like you, living on Long Island.
Exactly. Long Island is the place to be.
Yeah.
But you know what? Tell me about the brand new album you're working on. Sorry, it's the brand new work of art, I should call it. And it's called Gettysburg Vinny. And there's a really cool mission behind it. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, my goal was to pretty much, you know, piss off as many Civil War buffs and reenactors that I could find online. So I figured, you know, why not just poke fun, do a parody of America's most gruesome battle, which of course is the Battle of Gettysburg. And the good news is the purists have already started to protest me. And that's been honestly a very positive thing, believe it or not, because it just weeds it out. You got to have a sense of humor about these things, in my opinion. It's something that you want the kids and you want younger people to be involved in. You're going to have to add something for them. And that's just good old fashioned comedy. And no one's ever done that with the Civil War, really, when you think about it. I mean, what's the Civil War comedy of our time? You can't think of one, right?
I mean, I can think of all the battles that we've lost. Maybe that could be considered a comedy, but, you know. But none of it's funny. No, of course. And you know, and I respect all the war veterans out there. You know, they sacrifice their lives. They do good for our country, you know. But at the same time, it's always great to, you know, have a laugh about whatever we want to have a laugh about, you know. Comedy is golden, you know, and you know, people are a little uptight nowadays. You know what I mean? People are a little bit uptight.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always good to laugh.
You got to have fun with it, man. You got to have some fun with it. And with Gettysburg, I don't know if you've ever been up there, but Gettysburg, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack on your show for saying this, but I don't care. The Battle of Gettysburg is fun. When you go to Gettysburg, it's a fun time. Mm-hmm. I know people died. I know over 53,000 people lost their lives, and it's one of the deadliest battles of all time history. And it's terrible, but I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun to learn about the sacrifices, the history, the stories of valor, the generals. I mean, I just find it absolutely fascinating. How do you make it fascinating for a 12 to 16 year old boy, which is the base of my fan base? How do you do that? You can't talk about the seriousness of the war if you want them to listen to it. They're not going to want to. They just want to talk about, you know, the toy guns and the trucks and the artillery. And well, there weren't any trucks back then, but the wagons and the horses. And that's the fun part of the battle. And that's what needs to be said, I think, about Gettysburg and the Civil War in general. Let's make it a little more fun for the youngins so that we preserve these battlefields. They don't go nowhere.
And you know, and we preserve the history too. You know, we're preserving the knowledge of what happened during those wars. You know, and you do a great job about it. And I'm really surprised too. You have such high profile artists on this fantastic streaming album. You know, you got Alice Cooper on there. You got Mike Love from the Beach Boys. Tell us, how did you get in contact with these people? And how did they, you know, what did they think about when you were kind of talking to them about helping you out with this?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Mike Love and I, we have a history there. I was actually, for a brief time, you know, hired gun, a surf guitarist with the Beach Boys touring band, not obviously the band itself, but when they would tour and they would need to hire a surf guitarist on the road, I was one of those guys. So Mike, I actually know from my days, I'll just skip the awkwardness. I was terminated after I fell on Al Jardine during a live taping.
Oh, Jesus.
And it happens.
How did that happen? Tell me about that.
I don't recommend. Well, you know what? There's a few things I recommend.
Don't recommend falling on people. Yes, that's definitely don't recommend.
Yeah. Falling on people's not one of them, you know? And I mean, he took it in stride. There's a picture of it somewhere. I actually did a song about it called Hey Vinny off of my TikTok Famous album that got a bunch of hits on a bunch of streams on Spotify. So I know Mike, and I Frankie was actually a very close friend of my mentor, Dick Dale, who was my surf guitar teacher. I don't know if you're I don't know if you know about surf music, but Dick Dale's really the king of the surf guitar. And he died a few years back, leaving me to kind of carry the torch, so to speak, for him. He was very close to Frankie Avalon. And Alice Cooper is, let me just tell you something. Alice Cooper is a secret fan of surf rock and trop music. Okay. Cause he knew everything. When I spoke to him, he loved my music more than anyone else. You wouldn't think Alice Cooper was into Beachfront Vinny, right? But he is. He's all about it. He's like, Dave, you know, nice to have a nice Italiano from New York. His name is Vince too. You know, I don't know if Alice Cooper's real name is Vince. Anyway, so that's kind of how I hooked up with them, and I also got to play with some really the fiddler on this next album, on this next track you're gonna play on Go and Getty. Ray Laguerre is a Canadian fiddler, you know, very well known. Americana musician from Canada. So there you go.
I was listening to the track before, and like honestly, that was the part that got me. I was like, wow, that fiddle sounds incredible. You know, just the whole vibe of the song is just sick. You know, where did you? I guess history is kind of an interest to you, but where did your interest in history start?
Right. So the Dave Arinos were actually at Gettysburg, and their participation, or I should say lack thereof, was the stir of some very minor and pointless controversy at one time. So I had researched that history in the hopes of exposing that story to youngins and getting, you know, younger people involved with battlefield preservation. And it kind of mushroomed into this self-exploration into myself, for lack of a better term, and that's really what Gettysburg Vinny was. It started out with a trip to Gettysburg with my producer. I actually dragged JJ Hefner from Long Island to Gettysburg, and this song "Go and Getty" is kind of based on that trip, because I was taking, you know, I had a convertible, and we had the top down. We were listening to Howard Stern the entire way on the turnpike. Somehow we made it, got to listen to the entire show, which is a rare thing for two working people like us to be able to just hang out in a car for a few hours.
I mean, that just sounds so Long Island itself, you know, just sitting there listening to the entire episode of Howard Stern, you know, just, and driving up to Gettysburg.
with your buddy, with the top down in your convertible.
It sounds like a Long Island vacation, actually. That's what it sounds like. Literally. The only thing you didn't do was record the album in Gettysburg. That was the only thing you missed out on.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that. So JJ, actually, the true story is that JJ did get into a little trouble up there. He accidentally destroyed the Lincoln urinated, you know, two chamber pot in the David Wills house. David Wills was an attorney. This is a true story. David Wills was an attorney who was charged with burying the dead at Gettysburg in 1863. Look, this wasn't Long Island. They didn't have Guttermans. I mean, look, can you imagine Guttermans in 1860? Hi, yes. Guttermans, yeah. I need an order. How many? 53,000. Hello? 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 I mean, like, you don't just bury. You know, what do you do? The method of properly burying these heroes at Gettysburg was a month-long process. Mm-hmm. And David Wills was an attorney who was charged with that. His house is still there. JJ accidentally destroyed the Lincoln Pisteur two chamber pot. So we had to take him back to Long Island. So I couldn't record. Our plans was, yeah, we were going to record the album there, but we couldn't get it done. And we actually talked about what JJ did on the record. If you listen to, it's 11 tracks, and that incident that I just described to you, it's on one of the tracks there. So if you have to listen to the whole thing through from start to finish, it's kind of like a musical play, and you'll hear that story about how JJ did that.
Well, what was your favorite track to record on this album? You know, it's 11 tracks, but what is the one track that sticks to you? I know it's very hard to kind of dissect a baby like that, but you know, what is
it? It is. I'm gonna wuss out on you, and I'm gonna pick the comedy track. So there are 5 music tracks and 6 comedy tracks. There's a comedy track called The Bloody Angle. That's 6 minutes of comedy. And it's me facing off against the music purist at the Battle of Gettysburg over what genre I'm in. Everyone's always fighting over what genre I'm in, because it's kind of like when I was a kid. You know, when I was playing basketball, they used to pick the teams. They would fight, you know, but over, you take Dave Marino. No, you know, you take Dave Marino. You take Dave Marino. He sucks. You take Dave Marino. No one ever wanted, you know, Dave Marino. No one. Well, it's the same thing kind of with the genres. Nobody will have me. No, the Trop Rock Music Association will not have Beach Run Vinny. The Surf Rock Music Association will not have Beach Run Vinny. The Americana, there is no genre that is accepting of him because they think he's a joke. Probably because I am. But that's neither here nor there. I would say Bloody Angle is my favorite, because it's the most fun Civil War track. And I'm so proud of the fact that I was able to talk about Gettysburg, not the way it was, but the way that it is now, that it's fun today to go with your buddies, your kids, your parents, whoever, take your friends. You're going to have a great time in Gettysburg. I guarantee it. It is so much fun. I already told you about the David Wills house. If you listen to Go and Getty, you'll learn about the Farnsworth house, where it's still haunted. You can actually get a room there and be haunted by the ghost of Gettysburg. That happens?
You're a goddamn walking billboard for Gettysburg. Like, if they're going to play like an ad to like get people to come to Gettysburg to like vacation, you should just be the spokesperson.
Because I don't think they're going to hire. See, I don't think it's working though. As much as I'm doing the sucking up, no one's going to hire me in Gettysburg. Dude, they hate me. They think about it. They think I'm making fun of the battle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't think it's funny.
No, but you're talking about the culture. You're talking about actual Gettysburg. You're talking about what's going on there now.
No, but I'm like the Long Island Italian guy. You know, they're not. You know, they're probably. I hope that it's accepted for what it is. It's a lighthearted comedy that takes into account the Battle of Gettysburg and reimagines it in a kind of current historical fiction. So I'm hoping that they like, and I really do hope that it increases tourist attraction there and battlefield preservation. As silly as I am, to all the people that are listening, the purists, I really do love everything about Gettysburg, and I'm here to promote
and
it and help
and
it out.
And support our troops, you know, and support our troops for sure, 100%.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Though they are they are fighting for our freedoms every single day. And you know what? And this is an awesome, you know, not only is it an awesome awesome track, but it's also an awesome historical lesson, you know, in Civil War history. And I'm very excited for people to hear it.
You know, someone just said that to me too. They were like, what's funny about Go and Getty is that it's historically accurate. When I talk about the battle, because I know what I'm talking about. You know, I actually love the battle. I'm historically accurate in my recounting of the facts and the lyrics.
And you know what? You should be, because, you know, if you're not, then it's like, what's the point?
What?
You know, what's the point?
Right. Yeah. I also make fun of it that I don't know anything. I give a double-decker battlefield tour bus, you know, because you know where it's going. It goes terribly. I wind up talking about the Beach Boys on the tour. I compare the Civil War to a condiment at one point.
Have you ever wanted to get into stand-up? Have you ever been a stand-up comedian or no?
I was briefly a stand-up comedian, but I was under a moniker, a different name. It's kind of like an Alan Smithy film. You know, I don't actually own up to my stand-up comedy days. But I was.
Why is that? Why don't you stand up to your? Why don't you stay up to it?
I'm not comfortable. It's a very tricky situation when you're a musician, when you're a singer songwriter, and you're trying to be taken seriously as a singer songwriter, when you're also a comedian. It gets a little tricky sometimes, and it was confusing. I was on stage, and I'd bring my acoustic guitar. But it was a very limiting situation for me.
But why not, why not be like the Weird Al of like Civil War? Like, why not be like the Weird Al of Historia? You know?
Ooh, exactly. I get compared to Weird Al, and I welcome the comparison because I love Weird Al, of course. But
yeah, he's a legend.
With Weird Al, he's doing parodies of other people's music, even though he does his own music. You know, he's well known for parodying other people's music, whereas I like to parody the situation or the idea or the concept of it. So,
but that makes you unique.
But I do enjoy it, you know.
I love it. Well, Beachfront Vinny, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the show. And where can people find you if they don't know where to find you?
Yep. So if you check us out on Instagram, you know, Instagram.com/Beachfront Vinny, you'll find me there. And you can also find Beachfront Vinny on Spotify and Apple Music. You can just do a quick little search. Beachfront Vinny will come right up. And you could pre-save the Gettysburg Vinny album, which will be out September 3rd, Labor Day weekend, streaming everywhere. Pre-save it now on Spotify. Link is in the bio on Instagram. Zach, man, you are the man. Thank you for having me.
You are the man as well, Beachfront Vinny. And we're very excited to hear this next song here on Z Radio Live. It's called Going Getty. And before actually we hear it, is there any last words you want the audience to take away before we hear it?
Yes. Please, please, even if you don't like the song, consider this. Going Getty is fun. Go there. I guarantee you'll have a good time. Check it out. It's a great tourist attraction. I hate, you know, they're going to yell at me, it's a tourist attraction. All the people died. Yeah, but it's still a tourist attraction. People live there. They make a good living, and they're wonderful people. And go support Gettysburg. And thank you so much for having me.
Small business. Support small businesses. There you go.
Yes.
In Gettysburg.
All righty.
Yes. And online.
Yes.
And Z Radio. Support us, too. That's beside the point. Here's Going Getty.
Yo, yo.
Here it is on the WebSit Music Station, Z Radio Live. Thanks a lot, Beachfront Vinny. And here's the song on the air now.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.